I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. A deadly weekend on the roads in West Michigan. Two Wyoming Park High School students were killed in an early morning crash Sunday that also has a classmate facing charges. In another accident, two Lowell men were killed Sunday afternoon in Ottawa County. A third incident didn't result in fatalities, but two men on ATVs were heard about 1:30 Sunday morning as they crashed in Wright Township. No charges have yet been filed, but the death of a 17-year-old Jonathan Hoffman of West Bloomfield has been ruled a homicide. Teen was shot to death at his grandmother's home on Friday. The Detroit News reports police had been called to the home in March for a domestic disturbance between the teen and his grandmother. Hoffman's parents live in Arizona. Lansing police have a man in protective custody in an area hospital after he allegedly broke into a house and set at least one fire while wielding a sword and wearing a cape. Neighbors in the 800 block of Tecumseh River Road told police he had been walking up to their homes asking for food and then asking strange questions. People who live in the home of the 19-year-old accused of breaking into were out of town at the time. Reverend Marvin Winans is back to preaching at Perfecting Church in Detroit, returning to the pulpit less than a week after being carjacked. Winans said he was not angry with the suspects, but rather sad that the young men were reared to, quote, prey on people that they think are weaker. Three suspects have been arraigned on several charges, including carjacking and unarmed robbery. Winans told his congregation most of the items stolen have been returned. Police in Allen Park have a man in custody after a standoff lasting several hours at his home on Sunday. The suspect held police at bay after his wife was shot and ran out of the home for help. He was captured after they fired tear gas inside. Officers were called to the scene just after 4 p.m. The man surrendered about 4 hours later. No names have been released. There's a new Coast Guard lifeboat in Grand Haven. It replaces the old one, which has been sent to the Maritime Museum in Muskegon. The boat sits at the entrance to the city, greeting drivers as they arrive. The boat is needed to keep up with the city's desire to continue to be the Coast Guard City, USA. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.